Hope you're having a great day today. Coming up in Which Way Is Life, episode number 17. My guest today, Amanda Cunningham. So are you thinking about doing yoga? Well, this is the episode for you. Learn the physical and mental benefits of yoga, how to find the right yoga studio that's very important for you, and the one thing you can do to improve your life today. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So happy to have Amanda Bonfiglio Cunningham on with us today. Amanda has been practicing and teaching yoga for a combined 15 years. Amanda's teachings are greatly influenced by her travels and love for all styles of movement. Her classes are a lighthearted, well-balanced flow of ancient wisdom and modern-day practicality. She also brings yoga to Western Kentucky's Women's Correctional Facility, offering classes to 200-plus women who have never had the opportunity to practice yoga. Amanda, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Thank you, Bill. I'm really excited to be here with you today, and I do wish that I had the power, the superpower, to save the world. When I'm not out there in the community, I am running my yoga studio here in Charleston, Soul Yoga and Wellness. I work for Yoga Medicine, and I'm the SEVA coordinator, and SEVA is selfless service. I do web design and marketing for an integrative dermatologist in Charleston, and I manage a vessel that does circumnavigation around the globe.
So you do it all. You're like a superwoman.
I like that, yes.
Amanda, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Today, yes. There's so many things, but if I had to start with one, I would say to keep it simple and to actually just do something for someone else. It doesn't have to be something large. It could be as simple as smiling or hugging a stranger or buying them a coffee if they're in line behind you at Starbucks.
So a random act of kindness goes a long way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's contagious. It makes you feel good. And that in turn is going to improve your life today.
And we all certainly could use that. So Amanda, let's talk about yoga. Why is yoga such a benefit?
Yoga has so many benefits. I think a lot of us come to the practice for the physicality of it, or at least it's how we find the practice. So the benefits for the body, but also it very much is going to drop you into a deeper awareness of self. So how you connect to your own being, how you connect to your own spirituality, and then how you connect to the world and the community around you. Its benefits are wholesome and well-rounded, and I can't speak enough to that.
So it sounds like a lot of mental when you're talking about being aware of being. There's just as much mental as there is physical?
Absolutely. And you know, I think in the Western world, especially because of social media, we really kind of hone in on the pose itself, the asana, or again, the physicality of it, when in reality, it's really a lot deeper than stretching or a pose. And it's makes you dive deep into the good and to the bad, into the dark and to the light, just to come out seeing the world differently.
So you can really use it to clear your head in a way, relieve stress in a way, get in touch with your innermost thoughts in a way?
Absolutely. Have you done yoga, Bill?
I haven't. And here's the thing, Amanda. I am one of those guys that I'm tightly wound. I'm not very flexible. And as I get older, I'm getting less flexible. So I look at yoga like, if I'm going to continue to stay active my whole life, I really don't need to lift weights and get tighter and all pumped up. I need flexibility. So when I think of yoga, I'm like, I need flexibility. But the mental part of it also intrigues me. So I haven't done yoga, but I'm thinking about it. So I'm hoping this is as beneficial for me as my audience.
Absolutely. And you bring up a really valid point. There's so many misconceptions about the practice. And people tell me all the time, I'm not flexible enough to come to practice or to come to the studio. And that is like saying you are too dirty to shower. it's why we find the mat. It's why we seek out the experts. And being tightly wound is exactly why I have to practice every day. It is the one thing that can make me pause, get out of my monkey mind or my crazy thoughts and relax and breathe and even feel again. I feel like sometimes we are so in tune to being busy and comfortable in that state of busyness that we've forgotten to actually feel. Oh, and yoga's goal is to make us feel again.
Oh, that's so good. I like that phrase. Make us feel again.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we even medicate feelings, and it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be down as long as you can look at those feelings and move within them. And again, that's what we're trying to get you to do is to, yes, become more flexible, but maybe both mentally and physically.
You brought up the monkey mind, and that's where our minds are always racing, always thinking ahead. Weird thoughts are always coming into our heads. I think we all have that. So yoga, you can kind of helps quiet the mind.
Absolutely. We actually call it meditation in movement, which for some people that seems counterintuitive. But when you are flowing through the poses and you're connecting your breath to that movement, whether it's holding a pose for long periods of time or moving through the poses or the sequences like it's a dance, it has this ability to kind of pull you immediately into that moment. It's impossible when you're sweating and breathing and moving and you don't want to fall over to have your mind elsewhere. So it becomes this very meditative movement. And for people who are busy, it's something they can connect to because they're not just sitting in meditation. They're still able to move and to breathe and to smile, have that ability then to calm the mind in that moment.
Meditation and movement. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Writing that one down, that's a tweetable moment right there. Tweetable moment. So how do we get started with this? Is this a commitment of every day, of 3 days a week, of 1 day a week? What's the best case for us?
Goodness. Yeah. I mean, that's another great question. So I never want to overwhelm anyone. And we both agree that we're all, you know, busy and hectic and we have our schedules and our kids and our jobs. I think you start small and that might mean committing to one class a month. That might mean committing to one class a week. I think whatever is ideal for your schedule is what you should start with. My love or my goal would be to get everyone on the mat 3 to 5 times a week. As far as the physical body goes and the muscles of the body, there is muscle memory. So if you're trying to achieve flexibility and strength, we want to see you in the mat and going through those sequences at least 3 times a week. If you're absolutely brand new to this practice, again, just start small. Just start with a 5-minute meditation or a 10-minute online class or something that's very realistic to your lifestyle.
So it sounds like the most important thing is just get started, get into it, start learning it, and then hopefully you enjoy it and then slowly ramp it up. And that muscle memory is important. So for somebody that's really looking at it as a physical benefit as well, obviously the more times a week, the better then.
Absolutely. 3 to 5 times would be ideal.
And is it about a half hour a session? What's the time commitment?
if you go to a class at a studio, you're going to find everything from 60 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes. It really depends on the lineage of the studio or the teachers at that studio. There is some great online resources. YogaGlow.com is actually one of my favorites. And I think it's a monthly membership. You can go on and you can choose for that day any amount of time you want to practice. You can do it in the comfort of your home, anywhere from 5 to 10 to 30 minutes to 2 hours. It's a convenient way for busy people to find the practice. But I'm always going to recommend going to a studio. There's just something special about being in a space where people are experts, but that space is also really created to be sacred. So it's the right lights, the right music, the right temperature, and it allows you or anyone else who comes to kind of escape the comforts of home.
So, Amanda, what if you're a person that has body issues and you're like, oh, God, I've got to put the tights on and I'm not going to look good and I'm with other people. Can you help us through that? We probably shouldn't worry about that, but I imagine people that are listening might be like, oh, gosh, I don't look good. Can I still do this?
Absolutely. I mean, we all have our own insecurities. It's all the more reason to get to a studio and to dive into that community, because I think you're going to quickly realize that none of that matters and no one's looking at it. I used to joke with my husband before we were married that he would come to yoga classes with me just to kind of see the good-looking women in the room. And he said to me, he's like, Amanda, I have no time between the sweating, the breathing, and the trying not to fall over to even notice if anyone else is in the room. No one's looking, no one cares, and we are there as a supportive community to understand what those insecurities might be and to help you get through it. So again, it's all the reason, if there's anything holding you back, to just push it back and get to the studio.
So it sounds like a very welcoming community then.
It definitely should be, yes.
So how do we find a studio that's well-matched for me or us?
So I always recommend, especially if you're new to it, there's going to be some names in the yoga world that we might not be accustomed to. So vinyasa, which actually has a lot of different definitions, but in general it means the type of class. So I say do a Google search of what's around you and check out the websites. It's a great way to read about the philosophy of the studio, the teacher's background, what's being offered. All studios offer kind of like an intro month. Maybe you go 30 days for $30 or a new student special. It's a week unlimited. And really be open-minded. Buy those packages, save some money, and try a bunch of different classes and a bunch of different teachers, because someone's going to connect with you. I hate when people come to the studio and I never want them to get discouraged. Like maybe they're brand new and they've come to a power class, which is in the physical aspects a bit more of an advanced class. So just know that in every class you can make modifications. You can drop down into a child's pose and take a breather. And that there's lots of different levels. So if you've come to a class that seems too fast for you, I guarantee there's something slower or more at your pace. And then vice versa, if you come to a class and you don't feel challenged enough, there's certainly things that are more advanced than that. And so kind of just explore, make it fun, invite a friend, try a bunch of different studios, and then land where you feel like you found your home.
So a trial period sounds really like a great way to start and at least go and experience what yoga is like and get a feel for the studio and the instructors and go for it and see what happens. So that's a great suggestion. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
I want to shift gears just a little bit. One of the things that I found intriguing when we were setting up this interview was yoga for prisoners. Can you tell us about that? You go in and you teach yoga to 200 plus women at a correctional facility. Tell us about that.
Yeah, teaching for inmates was something that I was always interested in. And just like everyone else, when we start something new, there's some fear around it. And I never want fear to hold me back from doing something. Like we spoke about before, it's okay to feel those feelings as long as they don't hold you back. So I reached out to the Western Kentucky Correctional Facility and said, hey, I'm a yoga teacher, and I would love to bring yoga to your inmates. What are your thoughts? And the warden was super excited right off the bat, said, let me talk to everyone we need to talk to and be sure that this is allowed and okay. Within a week, we had set up our first set of classes. I had been to India the year prior with my yoga medicine community, and that was a selfless service trip. And I think what stuck with me most was the reminder that as a yoga teacher, I really am here to serve. And to serve really doesn't have a definition or an outline of who would qualify for that or not. So bringing that to inmates, I thought, really solidified that belief for me. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. It continues to be an amazing experience. These are women who may have never been given the opportunity to understand their body or their emotions, their reactions, to never leave their monkey mind, or to love their body. So it's been a really amazing opportunity to hand these women these tools and to hear how they utilize it in their life.
So to love their bodies or even love themselves if they find themselves in a correctional facility, something may be wrong there, and through yoga and the meditative process that you've talked about, maybe it gives them a chance to really get in touch with their inner feelings and maybe have a chance to review what they've done and what they want to change and where they want to go. Is that right?
Absolutely. This past time that I was in Kentucky, I had about, 30 people in class. And I teach a few different classes throughout the week as I go. And there was a woman who was younger than me and had gone in at 18 and was just finishing up her 10-year sentence. So we're looking at someone who was nearly a child when she came in. And she came to every class, and it's just like a sponge, just so needy of information and connection. And towards the end of class, I had helped her into a pretty advanced pose, and all the other women kind of silenced down and got out of their pose, and we're all just watching her. It was really this amazing moment. And when she came out of the pose, she started crying. And, you know, as a yoga teacher, I was like, oh my goodness, did I hurt you? Or what's wrong? How are you feeling? And she said, I've been working on that pose for 4 years, and you're the first teacher I was ever allowed to have. And it's really profound when you think of it like that, that these women maybe aren't given all the tools that they deserve or that they need to move forward.
Well, you truly are providing a service. You said, you know, I want to serve, and you're doing that. And when you see the connection and the results that you're making, that's got to feel good.
It does feel good. And like I said in the beginning, if you want to change your life or improve your life, it starts by doing something for someone else.
It kind of comes full circle. So thank you for your service to those women, and I'm sure it's going to pay dividends, that's for sure. So this podcast is designed to give people strategies for living a healthy, inspired life, and I think we can learn through other people's experiences. So Amanda, can you tell me about a person that inspired you or a piece of advice that you were given at one point in your life that you still hold on to today?
I'm going to stick with your first question there and tell you about this amazing experience I got to be a part of this past year. I was invited to the Nobel Peace Prize Forum in Minneapolis, and Kailash Satyari, who won the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize, led this 3-day forum. And the forum was all about saving women and children in the human trafficking trade around the world. I went because of my own work that I do in India with yoga medicine. And he has given his life, dedicated every part of his life to saving children everywhere in the world. And being at a forum with 200 plus people from around the world who are there for one purpose was so empowering and so inspiring. And he has a quote that I always remember, that there's no problem in the world we can't solve. And so I wrote that on my mirror, and I look at it every morning, and it continues to inspire me daily, and hopefully will inspire others as well.
There's no problem in the world we can't solve.
Yes.
And who said that again?
That was Kailash Satyarthi. He was the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he won for his efforts in saving over 80,000 children in India from the human trafficking trade.
That's just wonderful. And after this crazy election, I hope that quote holds true. There's no problem we can't solve. We certainly need that now. Well, coming up, we get the high five from Amanda. If I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've learned to improve their life, to make their life better, to find more joy in their life. So for you listening, after the interview with Amanda, if you could jump over to my iTunes page and rate and review the show, just take 30 seconds. Let us know what you think. Rate the show. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. So if you could do that for me, I would appreciate it very much. Thank you again. The High Five with Amanda is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of, yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with Amanda Bonfiglio Cunningham. Amanda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
How can we experience more joy in our lives?
I think just simply taking a deep breath and making sure you're in this moment.
Question number two. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, just to keep chasing your heart, that no matter what anyone says or if they disagree with you, that doesn't matter. Just chase what your heart is saying.
And number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
The Alchemist, no doubt.
And who is that by?
I can never say his last name. Coachella?
Okay, that works. We're going to put a link to that book on the show notes page at radiomd.com, so you'll be able to find it there. Question number four.
Perfect.
So what's your favorite yoga pose?
Oh, gosh, so many loaded questions. And my favorite yoga pose is triangle.
The triangle. And why do you enjoy that pose so much?
I think it's equal parts strength and equal parts balance, and I just feel really alive and powerful in it.
The triangle pose. All right, so if you do yoga and you're listening to this podcast and you haven't worked up to that yet, there you go. There's a goal for you, the triangle pose. Question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
If you make decisions authentically, like from your place of truth, that you cannot possibly be wrong.
That's good. And I think what I've learned from you is through yoga, you can really find your place of truth because you are looking inward and you're giving yourself a chance to find that truth. Would that be right?
Absolutely right.
And as you say, we're so busy, you know, we got the monkey mind, tough to find that truth when there's so much going on in your mind. And until you clear it, you're never really going to find it.
Yes. And until you feel again, until you give yourself the space to feel and be okay with what those feelings are. And I think coming to your mat and moving in the body and stilling the mind and connecting to the breath will give you a vehicle towards that.
Amanda, thank you so much for being on with me today. How can we connect with you?
You can connect with me at amandabyoga.com. And you can also find me at yogamedicine.com along with a lot of other teachers and thought leaders around the world.
And you have an Instagram account too?
I do. It's Amanda B. Yoga.
All right, that sounds good. Amanda, thank you so much again. And remember to enjoy the little things in life because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And when you rate it, it helps the show gain more visibility. And please leave a review as well. If you could do that for me, I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. We're also on Facebook at Which Way Is Life. Thanks for listening and stay well.